This week we have witnessed again the fury of nature unleashing its power in Hurricane Florence. So too can the raging leadership crisis in the church be likened to a terrible tempest. However, in contrast to Hurricane Florence, the leadership crisis in the church has not yet made landfall and assuredly will worsen in its filth and in its depravity until leaders who are mired in self-promotion and so evidently lacking true faith are exited. As I've stated before, here in our community of faith, in our parish, our response will be to fight. We will not be an evacuating parish. We are the church, and we will strive to be the intentional disciples that Christ has called us to be, passionately and imperfectly, not fleeing, but fighting, and fighting for Christ, and fighting for His church to which we belong. We will do all that we can to help one another, to set our sights squarely and firmly and clearly on Christ, to encounter and to proclaim Jesus really present in the Holy Sacraments, to see Jesus in those around us, and to meet Jesus in those who make their way to us in need and desiring assistance. We stand and we fight for Jesus and for His church, the church He founded, the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is not Rome, it's not the Vatican, it's not the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, but the Word of God made flesh through Jesus Christ, His sacred commandments, His holy sacraments, His true teachings, and His one perfect sacrifice, which we are commanded to do in remembrance of what He did for us and for our salvation. So we rightly place our faith and our hope in Jesus Christ as our Lord, as our Savior, as our Messiah. We don't worship popes or bishops or high-ranking prelates. Friends, at least it occurs to me that our very Catholic faith, it prepares us for this moment of adversity and challenge. We can fight the abhorrent dismissal of integrity by some bishops and high-ranking prelates because our faith doesn't rest in them, but it rests in our blessed Lord Jesus. Several weeks ago, we heard the story of another great fight. The prophet Elijah faced off against 450 prophets from the false god Baal atop Mount Carmel. Against all odds, God's glory prevailed through Elijah, who remained in the terrible tempest, and the roaring hurricane remained faithful to the one true God. It was around the year 1000 that people began to take up residence on Mount Carmel itself, and they did so to immerse their lives in prayer and to do so on a holy site known to them. And so the religious community known as the Carmelites marks their beginning. We had the Carmelite crest placed into the new narthex floor. Saint Therese, the little flower of Jesus, was a Carmelite, herself having been named after the 16th century doctor of the church who lived 300 years before her, Saint Teresa of Avila. In the crest, the darker triangular shape represents God's holy mountain. It represents Mount Carmel and the adversity and the fight that we face. The two stars represent great biblical figures who have inspired the Carmelites, one representing Elijah the fiery prophet, the active person of God, and the other Mary, the contemplative, pondering, reflecting mother of Jesus. These two figures, they anchor what it means to be contemplative and active, prayerful and prophetic, reflective and apostolic. And the third star, of course, represents Jesus, who alone is the beginning and the end, and the Alpha and the Omega of all things. Friends, the journey across the earthly stage it's no easy trek. And how is it that we can be fortified in the fight that is uniquely ours? And we have to make choices on our end to grow in understanding and practice of the faith. It's not easy to do. And we're always better together when we're growing in understanding with others who similarly are passionate about deepening faith in daily living. One of the ways that we have made available here in our parish an extraordinary opportunity for this to happen is through the ACTS movement, a movement of the Holy Spirit that has arrived to us from its origins in San Antonio, Texas, through which hundreds of people in our own parish have experienced an encounter with Jesus Christ as members of his church and are continuing to grow in resolve in living the faith. Our men's team has been meeting and studying and praying and entering into penance for their own growth and understanding of the faith in anticipation of our next men's weekend. And I'd like to invite a couple of my brothers from the team forward now to be able to tell us more about this retreat. Because Rick is so capable, he's going to do this alone. Thanks, Rick.
Good morning, everyone. Forever and a day, you guys have seen me up here singing. And if you don't know my name is Rick Woods. I've been a member of Little Flower Parish forever and a day. I'm speaking particularly to the men of the parish today, even the ones who are behind me who can't really see my face. I'm really confident almost every man in this church, maybe with a few exceptions of RCI candidates, have been baptized or confirmed. If you've been baptized and or confirmed, the Holy Spirit definitely lives in your life. There are times in your life, I'm sure, the Holy Spirit is talking to you, whispering in your ear, whispering to your heart, and just maybe like a goalie in a hockey team, you kick them out. I'm inviting you today to invite the Spirit into your life again, to listen to that whisper, and invite you to make a weekend with me and another about 30 other brothers and about 30 other members of will be a part of the actual ACTS team, to open your heart and listen to Jesus and have him become a part of your life again and renew that spirit that's in your heart. I cannot express how wonderful it is to take some time with Jesus. I'm not sure when the last time you took some time with Jesus. It might have been in the grade school or high school. It's like unbelievable sometimes when Darlene and I have been involved in RCIA program for about 9 or 10 years, and how many people that come to RCIA with sponsors that are been lifelong Catholics that really don't remember the last time they really took time to study about the faith. ACTS is a week, and it has to do with adoration, community, theology, and service. As Sister Marilyn Marie tells our RCIA community, it's an invitation for you to fall in love again with Jesus. Throughout our journey, our own spiritual journey, many times, Sister also tells us about the times that we're like on a journey in a car, when we drift left and we drift right if you go to the steering wheel. It's an opportunity for you right now to make a commitment to listen to that voice and hear that Jesus says, I want to take control of that steering wheel again and bring you back to the center. That's all I'm asking to do, is consider the fact that the Holy Spirit is calling you to make a special weekend with us. I can assure every one of you gentlemen who would say yes to that call that you will enjoy yourself immensely. I was listening to Father Larry Richards this morning. Sorry, Father. I don't see you on YouTube much. But he and Father Dave would probably also confirm this, and that is many times when he is with people on their deathbed, they don't talk about their bank accounts. They don't talk about their insurance policies. It's all about love and relationships. And that's what Jesus is asking you to do. Through me, through the men that are going to be at the doorways as you leave the church today, to take a weekend. It starts on Thursday night. It will be the second weekend of November, and it begins on November the 8th, 6 o'clock, right here at Little Flower, and we're going to go to the center in Adrian, Michigan. It ends with the 11 o'clock Mass on Sunday the 11th. The financial commitment to you is $225. Please never, ever let money be a deterrent for you to make the weekend. As Father Dave will tell you, Sister Marilyn Marie, Sister Constance Marie will let you know, there are people who are willing to help out. So don't let money be a deterrent. Many times you've heard people talk about the Acts weekend. We are definitely going to feed you. You will not go hungry. I'm not going to promise you you're going to get a lot of sleep, but you're going to have a good time. And I guarantee you're going to get centered on Jesus again. And that's all I'm asking you to do. Take time for yourself. Take time for your spouse, for your loved ones, and center yourself on Jesus. Let him take control of that steering wheel and get back in the center. So as you leave church today, maybe talk to somebody who's going to be there, take a pamphlet, and listen to the Holy Spirit that's talking to you in your heart. I guarantee for a good number of men in this parish today, the Holy Spirit is talking to you and saying, take a weekend.
Thank you, Rick.